Walmart Melania.
Have you heard this? So keyboard warriors are attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey DeSantis. They're attacking her for wearing a leather jacket to an event. And on the back of this jacket, there was an alligator in the words, "Where woke goes to die." So essentially she's implying on this jacket, you know, all the wokeism dies in Florida. So she wore this, and the mainstream media, your liberal leftists, they're just having a meltdown over this jacket. They're so upset about it that they are now calling Casey DeSantis Walmart Melania. To be honest, I can't even, producer Josh is busting up. I can't even say with a straight face either. Quite frankly, I'm loving this story because to me, this is like being in a debate about something really important, perhaps you're debating abortion or you're debating gun rights, and the only thing your opponent can do is yell and scream and just like make no sense. This is what this is to me. This is the best the liberal left has got, calling Casey DeSantis Walmart Melania. To me, it just shows their inability to communicate about real policy or their inability to push back on the actual candidate making a run for the White House, which is her husband, Ron DeSantis. Furthermore, I also think this is kind of cute because it elevates Melania Trump. It makes her look elite to some degree. And you know the liberal left hated her, and yet they're making her look, you know, extra classy. I don't know, a little bit more elite, elevated. I don't know if the liberal left intended to do that, but the name Walmart Melania has certainly done that. Last but not least, hell yeah, I shop at Walmart and I'm proud of it. Because here's the reality, all right? Most Americans do shop at Walmart or the dollar store or the Dollar Tree. Why? Because that's what we can afford. And I would bet most of these liberal leftists pounding away on their keyboards while eating Cheetos in their mommy's basement shop at Walmart too. They just won't admit it. They are the real frauds here, not Casey DeSantis. Most of us right now are truly just trying to figure out how to get by. We're the ones trying to figure out how to put food on the table while we pay our taxes. We're working at least 40 hours a week, and we are earning our income, gosh darn it. So yes, we wear clothes, carry purses, and rock sunglasses from Walmart, and we are damn proud of it. If Walmart Melania is the best they got, good luck in 2024, because the liberal left does not speak for the working class.
Podcasts by Federated Media.